But the worst part, look at the vein in my hand. It glows. That is sick. Why is this doing this? Can someone tell me? Look at that. Look at that. It's glowing. And that's exactly where I got the shot. And now my hand and my vein is glowing. Why the hell is this doing this? What the hell is in this?
In the oceans, thousands of bioluminescent marine organisms emit a blue glow onto the night shore as the waves rise and fall. Fireflies flash in the air, producing their own glow. This bioluminescence is necessary for animals to find mates and to protect their species from predators, but it also has the potential to improve current medical practices and even turn people into human glow sticks. Current medical imaging for cancer and other diseases often requires the use of radiology methods such as CT scans, X-rays, and nuclear imaging. Because these techniques can expose patients to large doses of radiation in short amounts of time, there is often a risk of cell growth or even DNA being damaged inside the body. Luciferase, the main chemical responsible for the light produced in some bioluminescent organisms, can likely help provide a safer alternative to these traditional imaging methods. Rather than using an external source for imaging, luciferase nanoparticles are being researched to be placed in vivo or inside animals to track changes in cell growth with little internal harm. This would otherwise require a more invasive procedure. In the future, this process will ideally be used inside patients' bodies for application in the medical imaging field.
Luciferase-based bioimaging is currently being used in medical research studies to monitor gene expression, infection, tumor growth, transplantation, and gene therapy. The imaging method generally involves tagging cells of interest with particles containing the luciferase protein. These cells are injected into an animal specimen and allowed to propagate, and the luciferin substrate is injected soon after. The luciferin activates the luciferase. To produce the structures that hold and transport the luciferase enzyme used for bioluminescence, iron oxide magnetic nanoparticles, or MNPs, must be synthesized first, which allows an outside magnetic imaging source to track cells and control the particles. Once the iron oxide MNPs are made, they are incubated with the luciferase enzyme and added onto the organic molecule surface of the MNP.
The processing and subsequent structure of the nanoparticles affects specific properties that are useful for medical tracking purposes. Because luciferase is light-emitting, particles can be readily detected and monitored inside the body to track specific cells. The wavelength of light emitted by the particles is around 500 to 600 nanometers, producing blue or green light. At these wavelengths, signals can penetrate tissue to clearly image internal organs. The light is then able to be tracked using a charge-coupled device camera to monitor changes over time. Furthermore, the superparamagnetic property of nanoparticles can allow targeted cells to be manipulated by external magnetic fields, which is similar to some current gene therapy methods. By combining age-old magnetic iron particles with modern bioluminescent applications, the field of bioimaging is taking on a new light. Currently, this technology has proven to be very successful in studies involving animals and is much less toxic when compared to traditional imaging methods. Nevertheless, looking to the future, the potential for the use of luciferase-coated magnetic nanoparticles in human bodies is extremely promising. Who knows? We might even be able to glow in the dark someday.
There is special interest in a special kind of light wave. In other centuries, they would have called it magic.
Bioluminescence is the result of a chemical reaction between two chemicals, luciferin and luciferase.
another pathway to research in the spinning worlds of atomic structure.
When luciferin is oxidized in the presence of a catalyst, the photoprotein luciferase, it produces light. The intensity of the light is reflective of the velocity of the enzyme-substrate reaction. This reaction produces a cool light that creates very little heat. Yet, luciferin is not native to all bioluminescent species.
Most bioluminescent animals do so by producing different types of enzymes called luciferin and luciferase. Luciferin. Might as well just call it Satan juice. Which is ironic, because once upon a time it was known as angel's glow. The question is, if bioluminescence is so common in nature, could it also happen in humans? Is it really that impossible?
So, call me crazy, but that sounds eerily similar to sounding to, say, Lucifer race or Lucifer's race. Isn't that interesting?
Bioluminescence phenomenon has been utilized by biotechnologists. The gene coding for this bioluminescence enzyme and protein, luciferase gene, was first cloned into tobacco plant in 1986. What you're seeing is a tobacco plant which is glowing in the night, in which the genes responsible for bioluminescence have been cloned. So this phenomenon is now widely used in both plants and animals. Here, the bioluminescent genes are cloned into plants. You can see the plants are glowing, the flowers are glowing because they have genes for bioluminescence. This is an interesting phenomenon. You can see here, the rats have been cloned with luciferase gene. In the left side, you can see three are glowing in fluorescent green color. They are actually cloned ones. The black colored ones are not cloned ones. And this was achieved by the scientists in Indian Institute of Science in Bangalore a few years back. And 1 year later, even a cat was cloned with the same gene. So you have both glowing rats and glowing cats. It's a biotech game of Tom and Jerry game.
Who knows? We might even be able to glow in the dark someday.
Luciferin. Might as well just call it Satan juice.